Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello and welcome to this fresh episode of Athletico Mints with me, Andrew Dawson. I hope that your teeth aren't itching and that your significant joints aren't giving you any jip and that. Picture yourself, if you can, on a vineyard tour somewhere in France or maybe California. You spent the day wandering around in the bright sunshine, picking some grapes and enjoying the breathtaking scenery. It's real. The time has come now to relax and taste some of the wine that's produced there. But as you hold the glass to your nose and sniff, a stocky pervert staggers onto the veranda, brandishing a hip flask with a disgusting leer painted across his warped face. Here, gorgeous, have a swig of this instead. I brewed it in a bucket lined with my best knickers. It's got notes of berries, Mr. Shane, and a used bandage. It's my co-host, Mr. Bob Mortimer.
Oh, look at Nicker Man. With your breath like a chip pan. Mr. Wine Guy. Is your mind all liquefied?
There we go. That's the beginning of this episode of Athletic Omens. Good morning, Robert.
Good morning, Andrew. Good. Thanks for transporting me to that vineyard in California, stroke France.
Yeah. I'll just say now that was our second attempt at it because you requested our change one of the words in it that you found possibly problematic. I'll never say what that word was. I'll take that to the grave.
Nice T-shirt, Andy.
It's a T-shirt representing the group Squeeze.
Whenever I see any, you know, Squeeze enters my life, I always feel a little bit of sadness that their music isn't acknowledged as much. And then I think maybe they don't give a shit. I don't know.
Don't think they'd be that bothered at this stage of their lives. They're still going around, you know, touring and recording and everything. So it seems like a nice life, I think.
Yeah, no, but it just makes me, you know, like those three albums, Ridiculous, Some Fantastic Place and Play.
Play, yeah.
Late amazing,
period,
man.
From their first era.
Mm-hmm. Wow. You know what I mean? You know that Wallop even. Hey, Wallop.
Yeah.
Boom.
Yeah, we'll say that. We'll recommend them albums to the listeners. I'll say as well, Glenn Tilbrook is doing a solo show nearby to me soon. So I might go to that.
Where's he doing it? Down the tip?
Whitley Bay. Yeah.
So let's face it, Andrew. You're looking so proper and gorgeous on account of the fact that you made your first visit to the Sunderland's new tip.
Maybe
you should just give us a quick pressy, you know, how it went.
It was immaculate. It was the first day, so I imagined there'd be teething troubles, but there weren't any. Got straight in. You've got a pre-book. And present your booking form. Got my QR code scanned, which they weren't doing at the old place, so it's gone all high tech. You're only allowed to do 5 visits within a 28-day rolling period, which
is that enough for you, Andy?
It should be, but then again, maybe it's not.
You've got a lot of dog dirt to take down there, haven't you?
I find that an issue because previously you could make as many trips as you want. They turn a blind eye. Now it's all computerised. 5 in 28 days.
At the Ashford one, I once did, I'm just guessing, but I think maybe 8 trips in one day. What do you think of that?
If you're doing like a house move or some kind of overhaul in your home, that's what you need. You know what I mean? 5 in 28 days doesn't feel like enough.
But you've had a nice experience.
The skips are so deep.
Yeah.
And the entry angle is much better than it used to be. You had to kind of lift and chuck in over the top, which isn't good for your shoulders. The lip, if you like, of the skip is at a lower level, so it's easier to
A bit like a Range Rover, Andrew, which has that useful low lip at the back.
Does it?
Yeah, I understand it.
I've never been within operational distance of a Range Rover, so I thought...
Oh, yes, you have. John Cooper Clark.
Yeah.
Living in Sunderland now.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yes, so he sent us a John Cooper Sunderland poem. I'll give it a go, Andrew. Yeah.
Okay.
There's a rat in me house and it's wielding a cosh. It's wearing jodhpurs, so it must be posh. It lives in the toilet behind the bog brush. I tell it to leave every time I flush. I've chased it to the kitchen. I've hit it with a pipe, but it's faster than a Macam leaving the stadium of light. It doesn't eat chicken dippers or me Aldi orange squash. Only stuff from Waitrose, so it must be posh. I'm John Cooper Clark in Sunderland. I've got a rat in me carsy and a hot dog in me hand. Now, hand and Sunderland don't quite work.
Yeah.
God bless John Brurier from the Hot Potato Dance Company. There you are.
There you go.
It's just like it's a footnote. You know, what does any poet do at the end of a poem? It's a difficult moment, isn't it?
It can be. To end it, yeah.
There can be quite a deep emotive hole at the end of a...
Yeah. You know the waiter from Slaughter's?
Yeah.
I mean, if you're a Parsnips listener, you'll know he's been started doing some ASMR to help soothe people.
To help you get to sleep and that.
Yeah. So he's done another one of them, which hopefully will help relax the listeners a little bit. So we'll just have a little listen to that then, shall we?
12-inch lamb and pelican meatball. Pan-finished mouse hands and a griddled cyst from a miniature pig. Crispy chimp finger side dish. Rib bones from a fox that was found in an area.
That's got me bobbing.
Barrel bin filled with distilled capybara piss.
Oh, fuck.
Volcano roasted lumps of army wolf in an anonymous sauce.
Oh, my.
And there we go. There it is. No,
I mean, you'll have dropped off by then, anyway, Andy.
I hope people were driving while they were listening to that, because that could have resulted in all kinds of tragedy. But
I've got some wife's questions, Andy. So here we go. Hi, Andrew.
Hiya, Mrs.
She
Bob.
Says, when you're scouring eBay for second-hand underpants, which is most important to you, colour or size?
I don't know, levels of intactness, I guess, because sometimes you can get them when they're slightly, like, where the elastic's gone or they're slightly shredded in certain intimate areas. I think just all round rigidity.
I sense from what you're saying that you're saying you look for condition.
yes, I do.
Andy, when you're out on a date with a lass, do you go to the A19 flyover, B, KFC, or C, the local ship farm?
A19 flyover. I mean, there's no,
it's a good,
there's no other answer to that. I actually walked over a footbridge over the A19 the other day, and I took a photograph, and I didn't post it on the social media, and I meant to. So you've reminded me to do that, because the A19 is a marvellous road.
Britain's greatest road, isn't it?
It truly is.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
What a surface, Andy. What a
surface. Hugely underrated. Hugely underrated. Do you remember? This will be going back to the late 70s, early 80s, where just near Thirsk, the tarmac used to be a kind of pink colour on the A19.
I remember, yeah.
Do you remember that?
I do remember, as a child, it fascinated me.
Yeah, because it was near where my nan and granddad's caravan was. So whenever I saw the road change colour, it was like, oh, we're nearly there. And then and then they went and changed it and made it the same as all the other road colours, which I thought was a shame. But there you go.
Link then, Andy, because that's my dad was killed on the A19 at Thirsk. Oh. So that's a, you know, like little tie-in.
Right, yeah. That's something of note. Yeah.
Andrew, final question from the wife. I know you love him. Andrew, if you were to get a tattoo, would it be A, the A19 flyover, B, KFC, or 3, the local shit farm?
Oh, God. I mean, again, it would have to be the A19 flyover, but I'd want that section with the pink road, partly because of those childhood memories, but partly also to commemorate your dad.
Thank you. So you could put an X at the spot. You could put an X for where the caravan is and an X where the accident occurred.
I'll do that, yeah. Well, we salvaged something from the sadness there, I think.
The Geordie Heat, I've managed to get hold of a bit of script, you know, for the Netflix series.
Right.
I'll read it out to you, Andy. It's a nice bit of script. Geordie Heat. Crime on the Tyne. Hot Geordie nights. Geordie streets full of crime. Geordie Heat. Interior Geordie Heat incident room. The Geordie Heat hotline rings and PC Denise Welsh picks up the receiver. Hello, this is Geordie Heat fighting crime on the Tyne. How can I help you, pet? It's Declan from Ant and Dec. Listen up, this is Ant and Dec speaking. Oh, I'm sorry, sweetheart, you'll have to speak up a bit. I can barely hear you. It's Ant and Dec. We've been kidnapped. I'll send a location pin to your phone if your phone is back, like. Oh, hiya, Ant and Dec. Fucking kidnapped, you say? That's a bit of a bastard. Do you know who the kidnapper is? Well, we think it's a woman, but that's all we know. They lobbed us in a van and then booted us into some sort of barn. Shit, someone's coming. You'd better fucking hurry up, like. Aye, we will do. Have you any idea? Oh, he's gone. Detective Inspector Steve Bruce. What was that about, Denise? Did you mention a kidnap, like, you know, and all that, like? Aye, it's Ant and Dec. Some lass has kidnapped them and thrown them in a barn. They're shitting bricks by the sound of it. Ah, has there been any ransom demand, you know, like, and all that, like? The hotline rings. Denise picks it up. Hello, this is Geordie Heat, fighting crime on the Tyne. How can I help you, pet?
This is Mr. Sting from the massive house with the massive driveway and a massive conker tree.
Oh, hello, Mr. Sting. Denise looks over to D.I. Bruce with an expression on her face that suggests she has just been asked to empty the neighbour's litter tray. Can I just ask if your call is really, really urgent, Mr. Sting, because we've got a very big case just coming.
How dare you assume that my emergency is not a priority? I am, quite frankly, dumbfounded by that implication. Goodbye. And
no, hold on. I'm sorry, Mr. Sting. What does seem to be the problem?
Apology accepted with 1,000 curved smiles. Now listen up and listen up good. I have just lobbed Ant and Dec in me massive barn, and unless yous lot get round here pronto toronto and rod my kitchen drain, I'm going to loot the shit out of them.
OK, calm down, Mr. Sting.
What you on about? I'm as calm as fuck. If you need to calm down and hear get a squad car round here with a full set of drain rods, get to it. Or Ant and Dec get looted. Goodbye.
D.I. Bruce, Sting has kidnapped Ant and Dec and is threatening to loot them up. God, if he bends their minds, I'll go effing apeshit. Cut to interior Sting's massive barn. Ant and Dec are tied to two wooden poles in the centre of the room. It's a bit like Reservoir Dogs, but more agricultural. How it, Sting, says Ant. Just let us go. We're already phoned Geordie Heat. You're going to get a right bollocking. He's right, Mrs. Sting. Just let us go and we won't say out to anyone. Geordie Heat is going to knacker you for this. Yeah, think about it. What if they send Carol Beardsley? She will literally remove your skin looking for eggs.
Shut up, Anne. Stop using psychiatry on me. You are not going anywhere until I get my drains rotted.
There's a knock on the barn door and in strides Special Constable Eddie Howe.
Oh, thank you, lot. So what is going on here, then? I'd be most interested to fucking know.
Well, thank God you're here. This nutcase has kidnapped us. You need to kick his head in. Get us out of here.
Is this true, Squire? Have you fucking kidnapped these two young lads?
Yes, I have. And you, and have you brought a full set of drain rods with you?
I always carry a full fucking set with me because, to be honest with you, in my present fucking job, I'm always struggling to shift shit. Now, would you be so good as to fucking untie them?
No chance. Not until my drains are running free and fresh and I can rinse off me boiled eggs.
Sting picks up his loot.
No, sir, please. I fucking beg you. Don't play that fucking thing.
No, Sting, not the loot. Now who's using psychiatry, you medieval bastard? Sting begins to play.
Oh, Mr. Sting, yes, Mr. Sting, he had a cunning plan to get his drains a-flowing so he could wash his pots and pans.
Close-up Ant and Dec's nails digging into the posts onto which they are tied. Close-up Eddie Howe's teeth, his fillings are popping out.
Oh, Mr. Sting, yes, Mr. Sting, he kidnapped two young men and tied them to a threshing post. 7, 6, 8, 9, 10.
What a fucking shit rhyme. I can't take any more. I'll get me rods out and I'll have a go at the fucking drains.
Eddie leaves to rod the kitchen drains. Sting continues with his song.
Oh, Mr. Sting, now here's the thing. His plan was watertight. And since that day and every day, there's a kidnapping every night.
At that moment, the back door of the barn is kicked straight off its hinges. And a lady addresses the room. It's PC Carol Beardsley.
Put that fucking loot down now, Mr. Sting, or I'll fucking grab it and ram it deep into your fucking lungs.
Oh, shit, not you. Listen, I'm just trying to live a life free from blockages. Put the fucking loot down now.
Sting places the loot on the floor. Thanks, Carol, says Ant. We told him you'd come and knack him.
Oh, my word, it's Ant and Dec. How very nice to fucking meet you, lads. I must say that in real life, you're much cuter than you seem on the fucking television. Let me untie you, and then we can take a very fucking sexy selfie together.
Special Constable Howe re-enters the barn.
Right, Squire, I've sorted your drains. It might be an idea to stop putting so many fucking pulses down the sink.
That is smashing. Now I can rinse off those eggs and hide them from Trudy in the hole in my loot.
Hold on a minute. Did you say eggs?
Says Carol.
Are they boilers?
Yeah, a dozen organic hard boilers.
Oh, I love the organics. What say you give them to me and we forget about this little fucking fracas? You fancy a little picnic behind the shops, Ant and Dec? I'll take that as a big fat fucking yes. Come on, let's fetch these boilers.
Well, I'll be off then, Mr. C. Can I wish you all the fucking best with your dreams and good fucking luck with your future plans.
Geordie Heats.
So it sounds like it could be a good episode, that, doesn't it?
That's really good. I look forward to seeing that. I mean, yeah. Obviously, you've just read the script out there, so it's not as good as actually sitting watching it. But yeah. I look forward to that. That was really good.
A bit of a conflict there between the Beardsley voice and the Sting voice, you know. But
slightly, but, you know. I hadn't
anticipated that.
You're an enthusiastic amateur, so that, what more can we ask for, really?
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hold on, I think we've got Roy Hodgson on the line now. Yep.
All right, right.
Hello, Roy. Are you there?
Yes. Hello. Yes, I'm receiving you now. Yes.
Roy, it's great to see you back in the game as of this week. It's a massive challenge ahead of you over the next few months at Watford.
Yes, thank you very much, little man. It's not going to be easy, but I'm going to devote every waking moment to turning it around at Watford and delivering the best possible outcome for everyone at the club and its fans.
All right, well, I suppose the best way to get going would be to get 3 points.
Hey, what are you on about?
You know, get 3 points, help climb out of the relegation zone with a win.
No. First of all, I need to change the culture within the dressing room.
Yeah, are there one or two bad eggs in there?
That's right, there's a clique.
A what?
A clique. A disruptive group.
Ah, right, gotcha, yeah.
Yeah, turns out a bunch of them's got themselves into those NFTs.
What? What? I don't understand.
Jesus Christ. NFTs, non-fungible tokens. They're flogging cartoon pictures on the fucking internet when they should be devoting their spare time to Warhammer.
Sorry, what? Warhammer.
Warhammer. Listen, Tom Cleverley, right, he's been tweeting pictures of himself as a cartoon lizard and he's knocking them out for 1,200 quid a pop. What he needs to be doing is sitting down with me for a few one-on-one figure painting sessions using a Warhammer Assault Intercessor paint set.
And that will help you on the pitch, right?
Oh, fuck the pitch. The mentality at the place is all wrong. Moussa Sissoko, right, he told me he's been a keen Warhammer player ever since he was up at Newcastle. But he's always been embarrassed about it.
Oh, that's not good.
That's not good at all, is it? It's the modern game for you, mate. It's all gone to shit.
Well, I wish you all the best, Roy, with your relegation fight.
Well, thanks very much. No Warhammer, no football. That's what I've told them. Yeah. They ain't going to play Warhammer. They're not going to get out of the pitch and play football. Warhammer.
No, thank you, Roy.
Yeah, Warhammer. Ta-da.
What's behind the door? Yes or no?
Fuck.
Yes or no? Come on! What's behind the door? I don't know! Imagine a gospel choir singing that.
Yeah, Imagine it.
I'd love that to happen. Maybe that's what's behind the door. It's a door. It's an imaginary door. I'm going to tell you three things that are behind it, and I want you to tell me whether you'd go through that door and have a closer look at them. Or maybe just interact with them. We don't know what they are yet.
Oh, well, thanks for the opportunity.
Number one. A jackdaw disco.
Not bothered. Gotta be honest.
A Jackdaw disco soundtrack by a gospel choir?
Not interested. I don't like that.
Okay, that's 1B. That wasn't number 2. That was 1B. Number 2. A nice plate of scampi and chips inside a small glass pyramid. Can you get access? There's only one way to find out. Close inspection.
I am tempted, Andy. I'm tempted, but there's that jeopardy. Can I get access?
That's the jeopardy. No. So you're not going to go?
No, I'm not
going
for it.
You'll source some scampi and chips elsewhere, will you? Easy.
Yeah. Yeah.
I see. Number 3, it's Ackerbilk. He's filing his thumbnail into a point. It's very long. It's actually 8 inches long, it says here. And he's growling, I'm going to pick me some real secure locks for this beauty. He is, of course, shit-faced.
Has he got a hat on?
Yes.
I'd like to go in then, please. Thank you very much.
Okay, you may go in. 1 out of 3. I'll try harder next time, but thanks for joining in.
Hey, have a quiz, Andy, right? Have a quiz.
Have you got a quiz?
I've got a quiz for you. I'm going right back to basics. I'm going to... it was Asda. I went to Asda, Andrew.
Right.
The quiz is called Parp Boing Sausages
Peanuts!
Thwack Crash Beef. Oh yeah! Ping Parp Doing Gravy. Give me just a little more time. Price order, cheapest to most expensive or vice versa.
Yep.
3 small tins of Heinz beans with sausages.
3?
Yeah.
Right.
Number 2, 1 small tin Prince's corned beef.
Mm-hmm.
Number 3, a Frey Bentos tin steak and gravy pie.
I'm going to go with my gut.
Go on
for
then.
For once. Frey Bentos,
yep.
Beans, corned beef. That's highest to lowest.
Fuck, you fucked up. Highest is the corned beef at £1.69.
What?
Next to what? Next is the three beans at £1.50, and the cheapest was the Frey Bentos steak pie at £1.49. Unlucky, Andy, but you know, you joined in, you give it a go, and you went with your guts.
That was a fucking shambles.
You reckon?
An absolute shambles. Yeah. Infinity Rocket Plastics have been in touch, and
yeah.
It's some Mark Lawrenson related content. He's not on much anymore, is he, doing the co-commentary?
No.
Well,
no.
What's happened is he wants to be the sole commentator.
Right.
So he's sourced some work elsewhere. He's been doing Venezuela third division matches, but for English speaking audiences. So I've got one of the tapes that they've intercepted, Infinity Rocket. So we'll have a little listen to that, I think. There's not much of note happening at the moment. Lots of passing around in midfield. Throw in. Back out for another throw in. I'll say this though. Sainsbury's acquisition of Argos has been a complete masterstroke as far as I'm concerned. Having a branch of Argos tucked away in the corner of my local supermarket. It's a godsend. Free kick there. I just found out the other day they only made 13 episodes of The Flumps. Blew my mind, that did. I could have sworn there was 40 or 50. Home team's right back's hobbling. There, could be his groin. Fella next door's been getting a new security light in his back garden. It lights up my bedroom at night. I'm not sure whether to have a word or just put up with it. Something to think about. And there's a full-time whistle there. That's 5-4 to the away team. There we go.
So, Did Mark miss the goals?
I don't know. That was just the highlights I got sent over. So I don't know. But that's nice for him.
I would have enjoyed that as just throw-ins.
I'll try and get a throw-in compilation or a set-piece compilation for next time.
It's a throw-in. Another throw-in. The lads at Infinity Rocket Plastics we come up trumps for me this week. Right. They've used a hack called a heavy potato, I think they called it, heavy spud okay. or something, to get me a bit of footage from the first meeting between Debbie Alley and Eddie Howe in Eddie's office at the Newcastle training ground.
Excellent.
So that's a nice place for a first meeting, isn't it, Andy, in the office?
Definitely.
Yeah. They're sat either side of Eddie's desk, which are... I think you'll agree, Andy, is a nice thing to sit either side of, isn't it? I reckon. Anyway, I'll play it for you, shall I? So, Eddie, come in, young man, and take a fucking seat. So pleased to have you at the fucking club, Squire. Debbie Alley. Yeah, to be honest with you, boss, I didn't really want to come here, but I was hurting. Now, at this point, Andy, I realised that Debbie actually signed for Everton.
I was just about to mention that, actually, Bob. Yeah.
So I got in touch with Infinity Rocket Plastics. They apologised.
Yeah.
And sent me a copy of some CCTV from Debbie's leaving party at Spurs.
Oh, OK.
I'm told this was obtained by a hacking process known as a widow's loft.
Ooh.
Nice name for a hacking process, Andy, yeah?
Yeah, up there with the best.
So just to set the scene, the party's taking place in Harry Kane's mum's garage. There's a bit of bunting across the garage doors, a trestle table in the centre of the garage party food on it. And if I look closely, I can see sherbet fountains, Jaffa cakes, Mr. Kipling French fancies, cake, that sort of thing. And there's a present on the table. So Debbie, Harry, Winksy and Eric Dyer and Hugo Florist are there. They're all wearing tracksuit bottoms, Feel the Ferocious Heat T-shirts, apart from Debbie, who's wearing a Kanye West vest and holding a Big Bang Theory backpack. Debbie has just placed some items from the bag onto the trestle table. Right, boss, says Debbie. Here's my White Hearts keyring, ID card and T-shirt. I don't mind saying that handing them in has got me hurting.
Oh.
Harry, I'll get my mum to print you out a receipt, Debbie. I must say this is all very upsetting. Why, Everton, Debbie, they're in a right fluffy buffy at the moment, and Frank Lampard is not really a proven winner as of today's date. Debbie, well, it was them on Newcastle, and Eddie Howe is equally unproven, and if you don't mind me pointing that out, also, I just don't suit stripes. Eric Butson, why didn't you just stay at Spurs? Winksy interrupts.
Eric has landed a pertinent there, Debbie. Why didn't you stay? Mr. Conte is a proven winner.
Debbie.
Because Mr. So-called Conte told me that if I didn't fuck off, he would shout at me.
Oh, that's fair enough then.
Harry.
Are you not a bit worried about the fact that Calvert-Lewin is a lot better looking than you? You won't be the squad gorgeous anymore. Yes, that has got me hurting, but I look like a prince next to Richarlison and Tom Davies.
Hold on, boss. Who will be the new squad gorgeous? Am I in with a shout?
Says Winksy.
Maybe. I haven't decided yet, says Harry. And I don't think it's fair to be discussing it in front of Debbie. It must be very upsetting and difficult for him.
Eric, will it be me?
No, it won't, Eric. I've seen better looking ironing boards.
Hugo Florist. Surely it will be me.
You're not even in the running, Hugo. You're just too old to be club gorgeous.
Sacre bleu.
It's because I'm French, isn't it? No comment. Anyway, we have a farewell gift for you, Debbie. Would you like to open it?
Debbie opens the present. It's a football signed by the White Hearts.
Oh, thanks, guys. This is a terrific memory jogger that I will treasure and hold on to tightly whenever I'm hurting and need to remember the happy times when I was a good player. Why don't you, says Winksy, why don't you do some keepy-uppies? You need all the practice you can get.
Debbie starts doing some keepy-uppies but soon loses control and the ball lands on the table, crushing all the French fancies. Hugo, zut alors, not the fancies français.
Bloody hell, Debbie, Mum's gonna be fluffed to the buffer when she sees this mess. Sorry, boss, I just don't seem to have any footballing skills no more. I wish I could stay here with me friends and just arse about.
Eric, arse.
Don't worry, Debbie, you will be okay. Listen, I've written a little song for you to say goodbye and it is very acceptable. Here goes. Debbie, we love you. We will miss the way that you used to play. Debbie, you're the one for me. You're a superstar, or at least you used to be. We've had good times, we've had bad times. You were strong and tall, but we won for call. One day when we meet again, we'll remember all the joy and pain. Yes, Debbie, we love you. You're as tasty as me mum's stew. You're Debbie and we adore you. You're a warm cup of our favourite brew. Come on, join in, everybody. We've had good times, we've had bad times. You were strong and tall, but we won fuck all. One day when we meet again, we'll remember all the joy and pain. Oh, thanks, boss. Can I have one last rub on your magic chin for good luck before I go? Yeah, sure you can.
Debbie rubs Harry's chin and then walks off up the drive. They all shout after him.
We are the White Hearts.
Debbie turns around.
Feel our ferocious heat.
Then he steps onto his Drake-approved electric scooter and heads off into the distance.
Oh.
That's it.
Oh, man. That's really sad. That's the end of an era.
That's the end of an era.
As soon as I heard the news, he was away to Everton, I thought, I don't want this to happen. It's not right. They either all go. Oh, none of them goes.
Oh, dear. Oh, we've got Tottenham. My team, Middlesbrough's got Tottenham in FA Cup.
Oh, after... you got them next, have you? Oh, well, is that at home or away?
It's at home. Oh. I mean, I know it's not going to happen, Andy, but if we get rid of Man United and Tottenham, Forest got rid of Arsenal and Leicester, I think they should just make the final, Forest Borough.
Yeah, that would be good. That would be nice. I'd watch that. I couldn't even tell you it was in last year's FA Cup final because I couldn't give a
I know. Piece. Apparently but Leicester won it, Andy.
Did they?
Who knew?
Oh,
who knew?
That's super. I reckon that's about it.
Well, no, there's one more thing I need to do, Andy.
Right.
Have you watched Tinder Swindler and The Puppet Master?
I haven't watched Tinder Swindler. I'm going to, though. Everyone reckons it's dead good. The Puppet Master, what's that one again? I'm familiar with it. I've heard of it.
Well, we all like a con man, don't we, Andy? A fraudster.
Oh, do we ever?
They're both fraudsters.
Yeah.
And I'd be interested to... You should watch them both. They're great.
Right.
But I'd be very interested. I prefer The Puppet Master.
Okay. I'll check them both out. I'm in the middle of watching a series called Cry Wolf, which was on Channel 4's Walter Presents. It's a Scandinavian drama thing about a couple of parents who get their kids took off them by social services.
That's any good?
It's pretty good. It's pretty good. Yeah.
I like that.
So I'm in the middle
shit.
Of that. I like all that it. Stuff. Yeah. So that's my recommendation. But I will check out those two that you suggested. A couple of quick names before we go.
Go on then.
Retrospective, obviously, because the episode's nearly finished. You can be the crumbler. He reckons he can crumble anything, like it's an Oxo cube.
Right.
Or Michael Cheesefire. In spite of his name, he is violently opposed to burning cheese and he visits cheese factories to carry out fire safety risk assessments.
Well, had you asked me earlier, Andrew, I would have been the crumbler.
Right. You can be the crumbler in retrospect or for the next episode, if you like, you can be the crumbler.
Yeah.
Quick true or false,
on the same subject of cheese fires. True or false, 27 tonnes of caramelised brown goat cheese caught fire in Norway in 2013.
True.
It is true. And what Scandinavian drama that would make. Thank you very much, everybody. Goodbye.
See ya.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.